In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
On this wet Wednesday morning, you picked a great time to listen because our friends, the Warlands, are joining us right now. Dave and Sally, they are so involved here in the Tennessee Valley, specifically in the ministry areas as well. Their fingers seem to go everywhere. And Dave, Sally, we're going to be talking a little bit about generosity. First of all, welcome back to Mornings with Tom and Tabby.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you, and we'd love for you, Sally, to go ahead and introduce our special guest today, Maria Matthews.
Certainly will. Maria Matthews is the Director of Generosity and Donor Relations at the Generosity Trust, but she is so much more, and I can't wait for you to hear what she's going to share with you today.
Wow. Well, good morning, and welcome to you, Maria.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, Maria, if you could just do me a favor and just paint a picture for me and for those people who are just learning about the Generosity Trust.
Yes, I will. The Generosity Trust empowers Christian generosity. Just think of us like a charity bank, a bank for your charitable giving. We are a public charity, a 501c3 organization, and you can give to us in a way. Then, through us, you make grants to the organizations you care about most. And we just allow you to give at your own pace, and we work with you through that process. So think of us as giving through us, not really easy for donors to give.
Okay, so you make it... I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. You make it easy for people to give. You give ideas even of where they can be most generous and move things forward for the causes they care about. And you also have what's called a giving fund. Will you explain what that is?
Yes. So it's a giving circle. It's bringing people together to give together, to magnify their generosity. And it has just been so exciting to see the growth of these giving circles over the past 4 years. We started in 2019, and now we have given over 400,000 back to the community with members $50 a month. So it's accessible for anybody who wants to be generous.
Okay, you're hearing the voice of Maria Matthews with the Generosity Trust, and if there are people that are not quite familiar with a giving circle, tell us a little bit about what that kind of looks like, and is just explain maybe one of them. What's one of the giving circles that's currently being implemented here in the Tennessee Valley?
Well, I'd love to share a little bit about all four that we started. So in 2019, we started the Young Givers, and that was up-and-coming leaders already connected in the community under the age of 40, over the age of 21, and they just have a synergy like none other. And they get together, meet quarterly, and give together. They're now giving $5,000 a quarter back into the community. We also have the one that Sally is involved with, and that's Stepping Into Generosity. It's now built to over 100 women from all ages, from all over the community, who give together to support women and children, ministries that serve women and children.
Okay, let me go ahead and jump in right there, Maria. And Sally is on the phone with us right now. Sally, tell us a little bit about that Giving Circle from your perspective.
Oh, my. It has been so wonderful. And I think what I have enjoyed about it so much is just with a little bit of money that we've been able to put in, it's got a collective impact because it's all over 100 of us doing that together. So when we go and decide which ministries we want to support, they can get a lot bigger donation than what I can do just on my own, and I just find that so exciting. We have served so many different groups. As Maria said, it's for children and women, single moms. We've served women that have been abused in abusive situations, the refugees, just so many different things, foster care. It's just been so exciting to see us go together collectively and support these ministries.
Our good friends Sally and Dave Worland are here with us, introducing us to a new friend. It's Maria Matthews. And Dave, let me just ask you this. We're going to talk about Maria in front of her back right now. What is it you appreciate about her and the ministry through Generosity Trust?
Yeah, Tom, I appreciate it. And Tom and Tom Biel do such a great job with this. And I want to tell you, one of the things I get most excited about with what's going on, what Maria has brought to the table, the Generosity Trust, just the recognition that we as a faith community coming together to impact the community. It's not a matter of just somebody with extreme wealth being able to invest in things and make a difference. We all know that small dollar contributions to ministries are both very encouraging, but they also make a significant difference, helping people to move forward to that. But what Maria has done is seen just the brilliance of this collective gathering of people coming together with a common interest, a common cause, and say, what would it look like if we as the body of Christ would come together with smaller gifts, what we can afford? We can't afford the huge gifts, but if we can afford the smaller gifts and pool them all together, then the cool part is I get to hang out with other people. I get to learn from them. Other ministries are going on that I wouldn't even have known about if I hadn't been part of this circle. So we're gathering together. We're pooling our knowledge. We're pooling our financial resources, and we're pooling our prayers for those ministries. As we gather together, the impact, the stories of impact, one after the other, when you go around and talk to those ministries, it is awesome. And Maria was the one that brought legs to this idea, has been driving it and putting it together, and she has been so much of a blessing to people that have been participating, because it's not about her. Not even about the Generosity Trust. It's about that circle of people coming together as a body of Christ to do some incredible things.
Yeah, that's so beautiful, Dave. Thank you so much for that. And Maria, I know it's hard for people to sing your praises right in front of you, but what you do is truly amazing. And let me ask you this about the Giving Circles. How are the ministries actually chosen that might receive some funding?
Well, it's different for every Giving Circle. But the two that do it alike are the two, one that Sally's involved with, Stepping into Generosity, and the one that Toby's involved with, Sharing God's Goodness. And the way it works is that our members nominate ministries that they know about. And the key is that our leadership is already involved in the community, already involved with churches as they minister to their neighborhoods, so they can identify those that we need to visit. So the next phase is the site visit, and we have a research team that actually goes out and gets to know the ministry and their leader and to truly understand what they're doing. And at that time, they give them an application. They have about a month to complete it. And the person who's visiting, and Sally can add into this, but they actually brainstorm with them on the type of project that the Giving Circle would like to fund. Usually it's a one and done that is outside of their current budget, something that they've dreamed about but just haven't had the money to do.
I love that idea. What are you dreaming about that you just can't get done, and this could be a way? And do you have a particular story that you could share about how the giving circles have impacted an individual or ministry?
Well, I have many, many. But I'd love to share one about the Young Givers. This January, they visited Love's Arms, which is a human trafficking program that helps work with victims of human trafficking, and they have two homes in town. So we visited one of those homes, and the group was listening to their needs and what they're doing, and they heard that they had a $16,000 plumbing problem, and they had some other way for it. And the group, one of the members of the group attended Calvary Chapel, who has a ministry called Men's Renew, and they are a wonderful resource for the community, and they were looking for a service project. So within one day, no charge at all to Love's Arms, and also went back the next day to fix the hole in the ceiling in the basement where the water had poured through. So it was just an amazing effort of people working together, and it was doubly blessed. Young Givers, they got the first grant 2 years ago, and then they were visited and were able to receive this blessing.
Dave and Sally Warland and Maria Matthews of the Generosity Trust, we're talking giving circles and just how amazing that can be to get things done with several people coming together to give what they can and to propel something forward. It's a really cool concept. And Maria, how can people get involved in these giving circles?
Well, definitely come see us and call us at 266-5257. We are so happy to talk to people about their ideas for forming their own giving circle to match you up and your interests with one of our existing giving circles. It's just an exciting concept to give together and to keep that spark of generosity going in our community.
Yeah, Maria, thank you so much for that. It's really that easy. And we will have Maria's contact information associated with this interview. It'll be on our website at moodyradio.org/Chattanooga. And Sally, I'd like to come back to you just to close up, because you're a part of a giving circle, and it's been impactful. Is it a difficult thing to be involved in, or something that is pretty easy?
It is very easy, and I look forward to it so much. And what a blessing to see these ministries who really, their trajectory has been changed because of these giving circles. And I am so thankful I've gotten to be with it for so long now, and I just absolutely love it.
No, that's wonderful. Again, if that's something that interests you, it's called the Generosity Trust. Her name is Maria.